This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today's show is going to feature interviews about two of the biggest attractions at the Farm Progress Show. Up first, we'll be hearing from Greg Turgeson, the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Tribine Harvester, LLC, based in Newton, Kansas. The Tribine is similar to a combine, but its most noticeable difference is how much grain it can hold. Greg, fairly new business. Tribine has been only around for a couple years.
Tribine itself as a company legal entity has been around for 2 years. The concept of the Tribine has been around for 20 years in the mind of our owner, Ben Dillon. He is a retired, very successful businessman, sold his business, went back to work on the family farm in Indiana, and got very frustrated by the fact that he always had to look at a tractor and a grain cart going next to him.
And we need to talk about the product that's sitting here in front of this Tribine. That's exactly what this piece of equipment is. It's similar to a combine, but yet it has some unique characteristics about it. So fill us in on what makes this piece of equipment different.
Well, the difference between a combine and a Tribine is the Tribine has a 1,000-bushel grain tank on it. And, you know, do the math, 1,000 bushels, that fills up a semi. The other thing it does is eliminates the need for a grain cart and a tractor going next to the combine or Tribine, as the case may be. What that does, and one of the biggest challenges that farmers are faced with today, is compaction. Compaction decreases yield in the farmer's crops by anywhere between 2 and 4%. So when you've got a grain cart and a tractor going across the field, carrying a load from the combine to the truck that's standing waiting there, and back, all you are doing is compacting the soil. If you look at the Tribine, the way the wheels are spaced, you only have two paths. If you run another combine, a tractor, and a grain cart, you can have anywhere from 8 to 12 sets of tracks. And all you're doing is compacting the soil, eroding the productivity.
Well, it certainly is a very neat-looking piece of equipment, and also something else unique about this one that's on display. It has a telescoping auger.
Yeah, the telescoping auger is an option. The machine that we have out in the field where we've been running the demonstrations has the fixed auger. The reason for the telescoping auger is that some farmers came to us on prototype number 4 and said, hey, this is all very good, but I can't put it in my farm, in my barn in the wintertime. They can't back it in, it's too long. So we've gone with a 6-foot telescoping auger on the side of the Tribine.
And probably farmers listening to this are thinking, okay, so how much does one of these cost? Is price comparable to another combine, or what are we talking?
Well, first of all, you're buying a lot more than a combine. Hence, that's why we call it the Tribine. If you're going to look at the price, you can take the price of a standard combine and a grain cart, add them together, and you'll be in the same ballpark as the Tribine.
Greg, it's been great talking with you and hearing these updates about Tribine. Anything that we haven't covered yet that you'd like to mention?
I think, you know, what we've designed here is not just for today. It is for the next 5, the next 10 years. The only other thing I'd like to point out for you is we have a total horsepower of 590 horsepower through 2 Cummins diesel engines. We have a 9-liter diesel engine driving the threshing and cleaning system. We have a 6.7-liter engine driving the hydraulics. So if you're not thrashing or cleaning, you're going down the road, you don't need to run both engines. You don't need to run the big 9-liter engine. You can do quite fine with the 6.7-liter engine. But what we're trying to do is, number one, help farmers become more efficient, and number two, help farmers save money. At the end of the day, if we can do that, we've achieved our goal.
Greg Turgeson, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Tribine Harvester. And for more information, you can visit their website at tribine.com. Coming up next, we'll have an interview with Case about their vehicle that was released at the show after these messages. The autonomous concept vehicle, or the tractor that can drive itself, was released by Case IH at the Farm Progress Show on Tuesday morning. The tractor created a lot of buzz throughout the show, and I had a chance to visit with Case's tractor marketing manager, Nate Weinkauf. Nate, something really cool. We're standing here looking at the autonomous concept vehicle. Fill us in on what that is.
Sure, Katie. Yeah, Case IH launched it here at the Fall Farm Show, and as you just mentioned, it's the autonomous concept vehicle, and I play in the word concept because, again, we're really trying to use this week here with producers to try to get some feedback on what they think. So I know that we're on the radio here, and you really can't see it, but this is a cabless vehicle. So there's no cab here with this Magnum tractor, and so it's generating a lot of excitement and a lot of questions from producers.
So tell us about it. Why is this different from other tractors? It's cabless, and it really has a sleek look to it. You know, it's like a race car form of a tractor, if I could describe it on the radio here. So fill us in on what it has to offer.
Yeah, it's a perfect description. As you can said, it looks different than anything else, and that's the reason the point of it is the concept. So, you know, producers are becoming more and more used to, I mean, auto guidance, right? I helped back in 2004 launch the AFS AccuGuide auto guidance system for Case IH. And now here we are 12 years later, right, and looking at the next generation of precision farming and technology. We hear about it in the news today with the automobile industry, right, you know, different technologies as far as autonomous that are coming out there. Well, again, we want to be able to start bringing this into the ag business, into the agriculture world. So this vehicle here uses sensor technology, obstacle warning, a lot of different features, advanced technology maybe than what we're used to today in the current farming, but builds upon that same technology as far as auto guidance. So, again, we're looking at how would a producer maybe utilize this vehicle in the future. So what I mean by that is the a lot of the topics that we've been getting today here at the show was I could see this being used on the grain cart. So I'm in the combine harvesting. If I had an autonomous tractor, I could call it up and bring it up, fill up the grain tank, and then take it over to the tractor or to the semi trailer and dump. Right? That's one example that customers have been kind of talking about today.
Does this tractor run off of diesel fuel like other tractors? What's the motor like? Comparing it to what we use today.
Right. So, I mean, this is just an 8.7 liter engine, diesel engine. So if a person out there is running one of our Magnum series tractors today, it's the same engine and that we've got running in this particular vehicle, this concept vehicle here. It's just like you said, it's different because of there's no cab there, you know. So I think that's what's really been the attraction.
And once again, that was Nate Weinkauf, Tractor Marketing Manager, about Case IH's new autonomous concept vehicle. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.